Yes, sorry. We got a great band coming up here, a local band. You're going to enjoy Celebration Guns. And Justin, are you the spokesman?
Yeah, I'll take
Are you the role. Founding father of Celebration Guns?
Yeah, I think I can take on that.
The initiator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you guys all in other bands or something and just got together fairly recently?
Yeah, me and my friend Ryan here played in bands years ago, and then we kind of started our own thing and met these other guys from Craigslist, and it's a popular way to do it nowadays.
That worked for you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that was fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And weren't you in some kind of like, don't they have like a band lottery here where you got to form other bands and then spawn other bands?
Right, yeah. They had 25 musicians get together and kind of were randomly drawn to write songs, three songs, and learn one cover later that same day and perform them.
That's pretty cool, actually.
In Phoenix. So I ended up in a band with Jim Adkins from Jimmy Eat World.
Uh-huh.
So
really?
That was kind of awesome because I'm a big fan of them. So that was a really good time.
How were the songs, though? Were they just?
I think they turned out well. We're working on maybe recording them and listening.
So it's going to break up your own band because
you're
in this.
I don't know, but it's, you know, it's coming.
It's a fragile world, the band world, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Who knows?
Can you introduce the guys in the band for us?
This is Ryan Miller on bass right here. And
Ryan Miller on bass.
Chris Blanco on guitar. And Timothy O'Brien back here on drums.
Timothy. Okay, and you know, it seems to me like music these days, it's hard to, that you want to put a label on things, but we've sort of moved beyond labels. Right? There's so many different influences in music and stuff. What would you characterize yourself as, your band as?
Oh, that question. Well, let's see. I'm thinking a little, some people say indie rock, a little emo music, if anyone is familiar with that style I don't know, 10 or 20 years ago. We're trying to bring that back a little bit.
Yeah, I was emo 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, and then we call ourselves a jungle pop sometimes. The
jungle
drums
pop.
Get a little progressive
and kind of
pounding. And, I don't know. Just
well, let's hear all that sounds. What's the song going to be?
This song's called Have It Your Way.
Sounds good.
Celebration Day.
I don't know what you call it, but I like it. And that sounded kind of, there's an Irish thing going on there too. Celtic, a little, isn't there? Am I wrong about that?
I'm sorry?
There's something Irish in that as well.
I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know where Irish? It came from, but I'm part Irish, so are it's
you?
Possible.
That's what it is. That part was coming on that one. That was nice. I could see marching or, you know.
Yeah, we got an O'Brien back here on drums, so.
Oh, okay. That's it. It's the O'Brien influence on that tune. That's very nice. That's from the album Wish I Was High. No. What's the album called? Your new album is called?
We're actually just about to go into the studio and work on it. Local producer Bob
Hogue. I got a title for you. What do you think?
Hmm?
Wish I Was High? Oh, I don't know. I'm a funny guy. And so you have an EP out, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a CD back there. We're going to play a song that's not on it, but we do have it on cassette. If anyone here still has a cassette player.
Yeah. Do you do cassette releases?
We've done a couple of cassette releases. There's a local label called Rubber Brother Records that puts out some bands on cassette, mostly more garage-sounding, punkish bands. So we kind of just snuck on there and did a few ourselves.
Well, that's way cool. That's way cooler than vinyl, I think. Cassette is much cooler.
Yeah, well, and we can also afford cassettes, so
I'm into cassette.
That works the best.
Okay, this song is not on there, but it's called...
It's on a cassette. It's called The Volunteer.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, celebration time. Thank you, guys.
The O'Brien sound of Celebration Guns, ladies and gentlemen. They don't know they're Irish, but they are. Oh, I like it. And you'd get that on cassette at Rubber Brother Records. Okay, say that 10 times fast. Is that tape? Yeah, Rubber Brother Records. Justin Weir, Timothy O'Brien, Ryan Miller, Chris Blanco.